community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. This is Mikey on a Tuesday afternoon. And as it's a Tuesday afternoon, in the studio with me, we've got Alan, the editor for the Brentwood Gazette.
Hi, good
Alan.
Afternoon, everyone. Hello, hello, hello.
How are you doing? All right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good, good. You look good. You look very good.
Do I? I thought I looked pretty exhausted, to be honest.
No, you don't.
I don't.
No, not pretty exhausted. No, you don't know what I mean.
Must be cup of coffee number six.
There you go. See, keeps you going, doesn't it?
It does.
Now, you've mentioned a couple of phrases to me, and ask me about that, because you're teasing me with something, Alan. I know you are. William Hunt away, then. What's going on down there? What's going to happen?
That is the big question. It's been the question on the lips of many readers, residents, and people living here for several years. Are we getting closer to an answer? Perhaps we are. Perhaps we are one step closer today to finding out what's going to happen.
Cinema?
Who knows? Well, last night there was a meeting. It was hosted by Brentwood Borough Council. It was on the car park at William Hunt Way. Councillor Russell Quirk led it. And it was well attended. About 100 people turned up for it. It started off with a bit of a site tour, looking around the site, pointing at this and that.
Pointing at different car parking spaces.
Yeah,
this is number 16.
This is the most expensive one. No, it wasn't quite like that. But anyway, the outcome of all of this was that the council announced that a consultation will be starting next month that will attempt to contact every resident living in the borough.
Really?
It's going to put the question out there to the residents as to what they want in William Hunt Way.
Really? Now, I don't know. Look, I'm a bit of a dubious person, as you well know. I look at things that come through the letterbox like this a bit dubiously, and you think, are they really going to listen to anybody else, or have they made their mind up and they've got to say, no, really, we must listen to everyone?
It's fairly unusual, though, isn't it? I mean, it's not often that the council would... and everyone who lives in the borough. I mean, when it comes through your door, you're surely going to look at it twice and just think, look, this is a bit different. This is maybe worth filling in, because the council, they're really stressing this time that what's going to happen to William Hunt Way really is in your hands. And I've seen the draft consultation document, which they were passing around last night. I've got a copy of it. And the questions, they're quite focused, but at the same time, I think they... It seems to me like they want people to point them in the right direction, but maybe they'll have the final say. I don't know. I think it's great that they're asking people to have their say, because they're asking on the radio now, but they're asking people, do you want a cinema? Do you want a fashion outlet? Do you want restaurants? And so on and so forth.
What would you like to see? You're in the know. What would you like to see down there?
What would I like to see?
Yeah.
I'm probably with quite a lot of people, actually. I think a cinema.
Cinema would be quite nice.
I think a cinema is what Brentwood needs.
The closest one is what? Well, I don't know other one.
Well, it's going to be... You're either going to go to Romford, you're going to go to the Odeon in Chelmsford, or perhaps you're going to go down...
Chelmsford's a bit far, aren't it?
Romford's a trek. Basildon Festival Leisure Park's even further. And Chelmsford, I mean, it's not ideal, is it, when you just want to pop out for a film one evening without the hoo-ha of driving down the A12 and back?
Oh, cinema, now everybody can go on... movies and, Netflix and so on and so forth.
It's an opposing argument, isn't it? It is an opposing argument. But it still seems to be a hot topic in that, I mean, I know we had the piece last week about Council Leader Barry Aspinall talking about the possibility of the cinema not going to William Hunt Way, and it perhaps going in the back garden of the Brentwood Centre as part of a bit of a leisure development.
That's
here.
Right, yeah.
So it seems like it's very much on the priorities list for Brentwood Council still, and indeed one of the questions on this draft consultation, which we've seen a copy of, does ask... If you have a cinema in Brentwood, do you think it should be in William Hunt Way? So that's interesting in itself, I think, because if this is the final consultation, these are the questions that are going to be sent out. It really does suggest that the council are looking, do we want it William Hunt Way? Could this Brentwood Centre kind of development and the bigger plan for behind where we are now be feasible if they worked it out?
I really do think that's a good idea.
You're for that, are you?
Yeah.
And the slip road or not the slip road?
With the slip road.
Tucked away,
a straight road straight onto the A12. I think that's quite good. I think it's a very good idea.
With what else? Cinema,
if you put restaurants there, then you're going to take the restaurants away from the high
street. That's it, isn't it?
I think the whole entertainment thing should be done, so the nightclub should come over here.
You think?
Yeah, away from the high street.
Really?
Yeah, that's... Because I think the high street should be more middle-aged and family-orientated.
And you think maybe secluded
Friday nights and Saturday nights.
The youngsters over this way instead?
Yeah.
You think?
It causes less aggravation.
The one question that always seems to echo that I always seem to think of is when we talk about these new developments, be it Bremen Centre, William Hunter Way, whatever, new restaurants. Well, they're not many we haven't got.
No, that's right.
Really, are they? If you think about it.
There were quite a few there, aren't there?
We've got, Brentwood's got pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I mean, off the top of my head, Cafe Rouge used to be here. It's gone. Suggests maybe it wasn't popular with people here.
Yeah.
You've got Albert Rue coming into the high street next year with his kind
that'd
of, with the real top end stuff.
That'd be really good.
Bring it on. Yeah. Again, the only one done earlier in the week, and we're thinking about in the office, TGI Fridays maybe.
That's more of a that's a sort of cross between a fast food and a restaurant, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's American, isn't it? It's kind of American
like a burger-y
style
sort of.
Maybe we could have one of them next to the cinema. I know there's one over in Basildon next to the at the Festival Leisure Park by the cinema. I don't know. But we've got a slightly different spin on the coverage in the paper. We've got all the details about the consultation, things that were talked about last night. But we've also got details about another big name that has expressed an interest
really?
In William Hunter Way. I won't spoil it. It'll be fairly obvious when you see the paper on the stands tomorrow as it's on the front page.
Oh, really? You tease.
It's another massive name that has expressed an interest in William Hunter Way.
You tease. You also mentioned, before we went on air, ducks.
Duckgate.
Duckgate.
Massive story from the weekend. Moving away from politics and moving on to feathered friends.
Duck politics, this is.
Duck politics, yeah, that's one way of saying it. I was thinking that we were toying with the idea of the great big duck off, but I think it was trivialising it a little bit too much. Long story short, it's done really well online. It was our sister paper, the Essex Chronicle. They got thousands and thousands of people sharing this story.
Really?
I mean, at the weekend, just looking through Twitter, anyone searching Chelmsford, about one in three was this story about the ducks. As the farming question is on the A414, kind of between Rittle, nearish Blackmoor.
Yeah.
Kind of as you turn off near Blackmoor, but not really Blackmoor. It's kind of in the middle of between Gazette land and Essex Chronicle land, as we call them.
Yeah.
But farmer, he ended up with too many ducks. He had an order from a supplier, dispute with the supplier, long story short, and he had too many ducks that he needed to get rid of. He had 3,000 surplus ducks that needed to be gone.
Oh, my word, that is quite a few.
So it was Thursday.
What do you do with 3,000 ducks then?
Well, that's it, isn't it? Thursday afternoon, we got an email come through from him saying, look, please help me. I've got 3,000 ducks. I'm going to give them away at the weekend. Can you help me? So, being the good people we are, we got it online straight away. And come Saturday morning, Sunday, these ducks were flying out the door. Bad choice of words, maybe. But they all went. I know a few animal charities stepped in and really did help by taking, say, 600. But the number of photographs we've been sent since the weekend of these ducks in their new home is quite incredible.
Sorry, you still got me. They were flying out the door.
Flying off the field, flying out the gate, whatever
it's so
it might
petty,
be.
But it's very funny.
And I petty just... as well. We're really going for it, aren't we? Petty ducks flying out the door.
Sorry.
Quackers.
So did he do it? Did he get rid of 3,000?
They all went. I mean,
all of them?
Some animal charities really did help out. Some didn't. If you read the piece, you'll see some kind of made a bit of a fuss about it. But some charities took like 600 at a time because obviously they can cater for them. Whereas,
that's all right.
Whereas Mr. and Mrs. Bloggs living in Kelvin Hatch might struggle with 700 in the back gardens.
Open that door, the ducks will come in.
but the great thing is that people did take them as kind of like they saw it and they thought, damn, these ducks face actually being killed if they don't get taken away.
No, there was
a serious side to it. So families were just taking these ducks. Photographs, I think my favourite one so far is the photograph of the ducks in the paddling pool.
Lovely. That's
it's
lovely.
Great.
People are stepping forward and helping out with the ducks. That's really nice.
3,000 ducks successfully rehomed. They're all happy in their new homes.
Oh, bless.
Quack.
Absolute bless. Now, you did mention before we went on air something about Brook Street roundabout. There've been problems there 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
I say problems. That's almost trivialising it a little bit.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, but it was just as if it didn't exist and no one knew where to go anymore.
It's horrible. It really was. Thankfully, I wasn't caught up in it. But
and you know what happened.
Yeah, I've been caught in similar things before because I used to back to Chelmsford Brentwood area from the other side of the Thames.
Yeah.
It was gridlocked again. It was traffic. It was a traffic light. It's traffic light failure at the Brook Street roundabout on Friday evening's rush hour, and again on Saturday afternoon.
Because that was going right up, going up up the Colchester Way. That was going right up to Junction 12 on the A12.
It was all the way beyond back, yeah,
and completely chock a block.
It was 6 miles.
Right up the High Street.
Was it? Was the High Street
yeah,
awful
right up the
as
high
well?
Street
was it? I mean,
Friday
just gridlocked, did it?
Yeah.
It was traffic lights failed. And the queue, they were, like you say, they were well back beyond Mount Nessing. But of course, huge knock on effects everywhere.
Yeah.
Friday 25 was just a car park.
Oh, it's just a waste of time.
You couldn't get to the Dartford crossing because that was all just a
That's
straight,
right.
as per usual.
Even I'll go further than that. I worked in a club in London on Friday night. So I went down the A128 to the A13.
Yeah.
Across
did it that
the
way.
A13, went that way. So avoided the M25 totally.
Mm.
And even when I came back was it 1 o'clock? 1 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
I came back to the M25 and there were still queues there. Going back to Romford, turn off, which is about 8 or 9 miles.
Horrific.
Still 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, the M25 gridlocked as well, didn't it? Because everyone who was trying to get off the M25 clockwise and anti-clockwise at Brook Street just hit gridlock. So I think it upset a lot of drivers.
Okay,
but the Highways Agency are looking to try and find out what happens. They do know it was traffic light failure. We've spoken to another former taxi driver, actually, who's lived in Brentwood, who knows his stuff about Brook Street roundabout, and we've spoken to him about it before, a bit of an expert, I think. He suggests that whilst the traffic lights clearly were playing up, impatient drivers, I don't think, really helped, because if you think about it, if the traffic lights say if they were flickering between red and green, and drivers were just pulling forwards as soon as they turned green,
there's some idiots on that Brook Street to me.
It's pretty quick to just bring it to a standstill, isn't it, if you pull out and when you're not really going anywhere.
It's ridiculous. It's, people come off the Colchester bound on the Brook Street roundabout. They get into the wrong lane and cut everybody up on the inside. It's just ridiculous.
It is confusing, though. That side of it is not simple.
But to be fair, the roads are clearly marked. If you look at the roads and the road signs, they are clearly marked. It's just that everybody tries to use common sense as opposed to looking at what they should do.
That is right.
And the two in or out to the right-hand lanes, they think go round Brentwood and M25, and then the left-hand
one goes to Chelmsford.
Goes to Chelmsford, but it doesn't. The two left-hand lanes go to Chelmsford, and the one right-hand lane goes
to Brentwood M25.
Dartford
Boy.
That's where everybody starts getting cut up, and everyone's...
That's the worst part of it. As well as the bit, if you're coming from Dartford, coming down to Brook Street, if you're coming anti-clockwise...
Yeah.
They're in the four lanes, aren't they? You've got left one that goes to Romford, and then you've got three other ones, and people just sit in those other three lanes. They could be going to Watford, they could be going to Chelmsford, they could be going to Brentwood, and then at which point they all pull forwards.
Yeah. And that's that.
Chopping and changing, left, right, all over the place. It's chaos. It's, yeah.
It's chock-a-block, it really is. But it needs sorting out, to be honest.
3 hours it took one driver to get from Chelmsford to the M25 on Saturday afternoon. Think how warm it was as well. It was 20 plus degrees,
isn't it? It's hard enough at the best of times, isn't it, really? Well, Alan, that's so all in the Brentwood Gazette tomorrow. Thank you very much for coming.
Looking Brentwood Gazette tomorrow. It's well worth your 90p.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.